So when's the baptism service for the newly illumined Justina? Now, like I said to you before, baptism is the beginning. It's the entry into the church and its empowerment. It is remission of sins, meaning not only the forgiveness of all the sins that she has committed up until this time, but also that she would be able to live a righteous life now, to be able to become perfected. Now, the standard of perfection is quite high. The world thinks, makes many excuses for itself. But if you look into your heart, you'll see there are many ways in which we fall short of the ideal. Baptism, though, makes us capable of attaining that ideal. When she went into the font, she died. Just like being buried. Being buried under the water, and the old man died. The sinful nature died. Now, she still will sin, just as we sin, but she's capable, just as we are capable, of living righteously. Baptism is for becoming perfected. It doesn't perfect us. It makes us capable of perfection. Now, the only way for this to happen, though, is for us to live a Christian life. If we don't live with care after our baptism, then all the baptism did was get us wet and oily, nothing more. Instead of living like the world, we have to live as righteous ones, as ones that are separated from the world. We live in the world, but we should not be of it. What does this mean? This means that, Justina, your goals should be those of God, the ones He has for you, and that is that you would know Him intimately, personally. Now, I've said this many times before. I will say it until I die, God granting it. The only way to gain your salvation, to know God, is to become like Him. Jesus Christ gave us an example of how to live. He lived righteously, with humility, with compassion, with all of the virtues. And then the saints, thousands upon thousands of them, have followed His example and given us an example of how to live. This is the way we should live. Because if we live as Jesus Christ lived, then we will enter into His mind. We will understand who He is. You can't understand a person until you live like them. We can't understand God until we become like Him. Of course, we cannot become God because we're only created flesh. But we can share in the virtues of God. Baptism makes us capable of this. So baptism is, like I said before, it is, can be called many things. It can be called the remission of sins. It can be called the entry into the church. It can be called an enlistment as a soldier for Christ, as a warrior. It can be called the empowerment of the soul. Because indeed, it does empower us to become righteous. So, Justina, I admonish you. Now that you have the capability, use it. Now, that doesn't mean that from this moment on, everything will be easy for you. It doesn't mean that you still won't have things that you struggled with yesterday. But baptism will make you capable of obliterating those things from your life. Look into your heart. All of us should look into our hearts. Isn't there anything we see in there that we don't like? Aren't there any dark corners in there that we wish were light? If an honest person, when they look into their heart, they see many things that they wish were not there. Baptism gives you the opportunity to eradicate these things, but only with effort, only with desire, only with the right priorities. So your priority now, your only priority is important in this life, is to save your soul. And saving your soul, you will be helpful to others. So you're a mother, you love your child very much, but your first priority is to save your soul. If you save your soul, then you will also help her. You also have to work, but your first priority should be to save your soul. The most important thing you do every day is to be a Christian. You should measure your days, whether they are successful or not, as far as whether or not you followed the commandments, whether or not you when someone said something evil about you, you didn't strike back. Whether or not when you thought of somebody that had done something to you, you didn't feel angry. Whether or not when you were supposed to fast and the only thing available in the luncheon was ham sandwiches, you refrained. Whether or not when you said your prayers, you said them with attention, with desire, as someone who loves God, wants to know Him personally. Measure yourself in this way. Measure yourself against the commandments. Measure yourself against the life of Christ. That is the most important metric you can take of your day. Whether or not you did well at work or poorly, whether or not you're well or ill, whether or not the baby is feeling good or is not feeling well, all of those things are secondary. The only thing that's important every day is that you live as a Christian. Now, if you live as a Christian, all the other duties that you have will be done in a Christ-like way, which means you will be the best mother, you will be the best worker, you will be the best friend. But it starts with being a Christian. You're capable now because of baptism. Now, truly, God forgives our sins. But if baptism was only the forgiveness of sins, it would be a cruel joke placed upon us. If it were only the forgiveness of sins we've committed till this time, what a cruel joke to play on us. But baptism is the empowerment of us to be able to sin no more. It's a process. It takes time. God is patient with us, so we should also be patient. Not expect to be perfect in a moment, but always expect to struggle for perfection. And believe that you can be perfected. I find as a pastor, the number one problem I see is that we don't really believe that we can be completely changed. We look at the world and we see people fall into patterns of behavior. We're in patterns of behavior. If someone says something evil against us, we immediately bristle every time. We think, how are we ever going to be humble? When we're presented with one temptation or another, we fall every time. How in the world can we finally change? We see evidence all around us, in our own lives, in the lives of others, that it's the same old every day. Sin after sin after sin. But that's really not the reality. If you look deeper with the eyes of faith, you'll see that gradually these sins can be eradicated. Only in those who try. Now, most people don't try. The vast majority don't try. Even those among Christians. Remember the parable of the tares and the wheat? Those tares, the weeds and the wheat, they're Christians. Most people don't try very hard, and so their lives are mediocre. Don't live a mediocre life. Don't have a mediocre Christianity. Do this with all of your heart, with all of your soul. And of course, all of us here should remember our own baptism, or at least remember that we have been brought up a Christian, and think of the vows that we've made, and wonder whether or not we are keeping them. And remember that God enables us, as much as anyone else who is baptized, to become pure, but only if we make an effort. So I congratulate you, Justina, on your entrance into the church, on the beginning. And my prayer for you, as your pastor, I will always pray for you to the end of my days. You're in my diptychs book. Pray for you at every liturgy and in my daily prayers. And I especially pray for those I have baptized, that you will work out your salvation with fear and trembling and become perfected, so that when the day comes, when there is the judgment, and the Lord looks at you, He will recognize Himself in you. He will see that your baptismal garment is still clean because of your faith, because of your effort, because of your tears, because of your setting the right priorities. He'll look at you and He'll say, I know who you are. You're someone who loves me, and I love those who love me. Enter into the rest of my Father's kingdom. May it be so for you. Amen.